A Mexican restaurant in Macomb was shut down over the weekend after failing its fourth health inspection in 2 years. But there's little evidence of previous closures. Tri-State's Public Radio's Emily Boyer reports.
The latest routine surprise inspection identified three critical violations that could have contributed to foodborne illness.
Foods not under heat or refrigeration, left out at room temperature. That's the biggest one.
That is Stephanie Johnson with the McDonough County Health Department. She says it's possible someone could have gotten sick from eating at Guadalajara's recently. There was a closure notice posted at the restaurant, but Johnson says aside from that, it is not the health department's policy to notify the public when a restaurant fails an inspection.
We don't normally do that unless, for example, there was like a worker with a communicable disease that was identified, then we might reach out to the public.
The health department used to share restaurant inspection scores with the public by posting them on its website, but the most recent online entry for Guadalajara's is from September of last year.
For the past year, we haven't been able to update them since the person who used to update our website is no longer here. We're working on having our website updated. But we don't have anyone currently who has the capabilities to do it.
Johnson says anyone wanting information regarding restaurant inspections can contact the health department by phone. Guadalajara's reopened Monday after paying a $1,500 fine and fixing all critical violations. Johnson says the fine is because it was the restaurant's fourth failed inspection. The only other McDonough County restaurant to close this year because of health code violations is El Rancherito. It has been shut down three times. I'm Emily Boyer, Tri-State's Public Radio News.